USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Is he an illegal immigrant or is he not? That's what Republican U.S. Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska wants to find out about the suspect in the killing of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Law enforcement has indicated that Christian Rivera is, in fact, in the U.S. illegally. But Rivera's lawyer, Alan Richards, says that's not so, although he says he can't provide any physical proof.
The proof would be he's been in the community for 7 years, working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, without any issues. He's been accepted into the community. He's filed his tax returns.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Hurricane Lane has now dumped over 30 inches of rain on parts of Hawaii's Big Island. It's expected to move north towards Maui, Oahu, and Kauai later today and tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani saying if the president was to be impeached, the American people would revolt. That's what he says in a Sky News interview yesterday.
I think impeachment would be totally horrible. I mean, there's no reason. He didn't collude with the Russians. He didn't obstruct justice. Everything Cohen says has been disproved.
He says Trump would only be impeached for political reasons, and the American people would revolt if that happened. California state lawmakers want to know more about why Verizon slowed data speeds for some firefighters who were battling the biggest wildfire in the state's history. A state assembly committee to hear testimony and gather information today after firefighters working on the Mendocino complex fire found that Verizon slowed their internet speeds to a 200th of previous speeds. They say Verizon was asked several times to turn off the throttling, but the telecom giant didn't. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Republican California Congressman Duncan Hunter and his wife in trouble with the law, and it could spell trouble for his seat in San Diego, at least from the perspective of the GOP. We get the latest from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
They've had this for a long time. This is a late hit.
California Congressman Republican Duncan Hunter telling Fox News it's pure politics and he did not misuse campaign cash, but he's been indicted. Hunter and his wife at the courthouse in San Diego pleading not guilty to charges they used $250,000 in campaign funds for personal expenses. The 60 counts range from wire fraud to falsifying records.
My prosecutor and the acting U.S. attorney that issued the court orders to search my house and my office, They had just attended a Hillary Clinton fundraiser with another U.S. attorney out of here in San Diego.
The former Marine tried to justify using campaign funds for an Italian vacation by scheduling a visit to a Navy base there, and when the Navy couldn't accommodate the date, Hunter allegedly told his chief of staff, tell the Navy to go F themselves.
And the New York City Council is now considering a bill that would ban soda pop from fast food kids' meals. Children would still be able to get a sugary drink at the city's 24,000 restaurants, but their parents would have to specifically ask for it. Water, milk, or 100% fruit juice would be the default beverage options for kids. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.